If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
The president versus the doctor.
Fauci and all these idiots. Fauci's a disaster.
Me against the president, that's not helpful.
Debate rule change.
Microphones will be muted while the other speaks.
Stimulus stalemate.
Why hasn't it happened already? It's all a political agenda.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Election Day is 2 weeks from today. And President Trump, who says Americans are pandemicked out, has opened a new line of attack, blasting the nation's top infectious disease expert. Here's CBS's Paula Reed.
Biden wants to lock it down. He wants to listen to Dr. Fauci.
President Trump attacked Dr. Anthony Fauci almost as often as he did his opponent.
Sometimes he says things that are a little bit off.
On a call with campaign staff, the president unloaded on the nation's top infectious disease expert and other scientists.
People are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots, these people that have gotten it wrong. Fauci's a nice guy. He's been here for 500 years. Fauci's a disaster.
The president continues to hold packed rallies despite cases rising across the country.
People are pandemicked out.
Fauci warns that worse days could be ahead and that we need to follow the science.
We may be headed into some really more serious issues than we've experienced.
Remember the first presidential debate?
The question is,
the radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
Who is?
Well, CBS's Ed O'Keefe says a big change has been announced for Thursday's encounter.
President Trump and Joe Biden will each get 2 minutes to respond to questions posed by the moderator. During those 2 minutes, the only person whose microphone will be on is the candidate who has the floor. Both microphones will turn on again during an open discussion period.
The Supreme Court will allow Pennsylvania to count mail-in ballots received up to 3 days after the election in a 4-4 decision that keeps a state ruling in place. Legal scholar Lori Levinson says the timing is bad for Republicans who've pushed for Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation.
They believe that if she were on the court, this case would have gone differently, that there would have been 5 conservative justices. And in fact, the Republicans would have won in not allowing the late mail-in ballots.
House Speaker Pelosi reports some progress on a coronavirus stimulus bill. Republicans in the talks have called things productive. CBS's Janet Shamlian says an agreement is crucial for millions of Americans.
Christine Brill's rent is due in 2 weeks, and she doesn't have it.
Right now, I'm trying to get a job at Papa John's.
The 52-year-old mom of two lost her job at a barbershop. Since stimulus funds ran out in July, she's living on unemployment, $784 a month.
How did your life change when the $600 ended?
How didn't it? All my bills were late. I had to ask for help from a church to help me pay my rent.
It's been almost 3 months since that extra money stopped coming, and some 55 million are now living in poverty.
In Norton, Kansas, a private nursing home reports all 62 residents have tested positive for COVID-19. 10 people have died. Coronavirus hospitalizations are on the rise in 38 states, including Wisconsin. CBS's Adriana Diaz takes us inside a hospital in Madison.
Nurse Katie Lanaway suits up to save lives.
Good morning.
She treats patients at University Hospital in Madison, where all 3 of their COVID units are now full.
We had one hallway dedicated to COVID, and this entire unit became COVID.
Statewide, hospitals are at 85% capacity and rising.
I didn't have any COVID patients a couple of weeks ago, and now my whole service is COVID patients.
Dr. Alexandra Wick says COVID patients coming in now have more severe symptoms than those who came in earlier in the pandemic.
We're doing everything that we can for him, but he's still very, very sick.
Nurse Lanaway wants Wisconsinites to get back to wearing masks and social distancing.
Patient comes in and they openly and willingly tell you that they've been out at the bars. And you think about all the people that were probably in that bar with them. and it's frustrating.
Overseas, CBS's Vicky Barker in London tells us about a risky COVID study that's called a challenge trial.
Healthy 18 to 30-year-olds will be deliberately infected with COVID-19 in an attempt to speed up the process of evaluating the effectiveness of a trial vaccine. The company involved says it will take massive precautions to try to ensure no volunteer develops the potentially life-threatening complications from the virus.
Russia today denied allegations that it's launched cyber attacks on elections, American businesses, next year's Olympics, even the Paralympic Games. Yesterday, the U.S. charged six suspected Russian hackers. John Demers is an assistant attorney general for national security.
No country has weaponized its cyber capabilities as maliciously and irresponsibly as Russia to pursue small tactical advantages and fits of spite.
Japan has vowed to take new steps to head off cyber attacks aimed at the Tokyo Olympics. President Trump says Sudan will be removed from a U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism if it follows through on a pledge to pay $335 million to American victims and their relatives. The deal has gotten mixed reviews from U.S. families. Well, we're learning more about that hiker who was found after being missing for 12 days in Zion National Park in Utah. 38-year-old Holly Cordier's sister tells CBS News she injured her head on a tree.
She was very dehydrated, and they found out she had a concussion, and she couldn't move. She could barely speak. She was bruised very badly.
Cordier did not have her cell phone, which could have helped rescuers find her. She had been visiting national parks after losing her job as a nanny. As the dude would say in the movie The Big Lebowski,
this is a bummer, man. That's a bummer.
On Twitter, Oscar-winning actor Jeff Bridges reveals he's being treated for lymphoma. Using a line from his character, the dude, the 70-year-old Bridges acknowledges it's a serious disease, but he says his prognosis is good. Tonight is Game 1 of baseball's World Series.
When the American League champion Tampa Bay Rays and the National League champion LA Dodgers take the field tonight, it will be for the first time at a neutral site. All World Series games are taking place here in Arlington, Texas. And although fans are being allowed inside the stadium, the number of fans will be limited to just over 11,000. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the World Series in Arlington, Texas.
Who could have dreamed this? The comeback just keeps getting bigger for a monster album that had its day in the sun decades ago.
Now here you go.
Fleetwood Mac's Rumours has soared to Billboard's top 10 album chart for the first time in 42 years. It's landed at number 7, thanks to a viral TikTok posted by a potato worker from Idaho skateboarding to Dreams while he sips cranberry juice. The clip has been viewed more than 60 million times since late last month. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Bermuda is in the path of Tropical Storm Epsilon, the 26th named storm of the Atlantic season. Forecasters say it could be near hurricane strength when it closes in on the island Thursday. It's not likely to be a threat to the U.S. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.